Hey there, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. The BPP Google monkeys have been hard at work today, trolling around.
They're more like Google chimps. They don't have a tail.
Google orangutans.
Yeah.
Trolling around, doing what they do, looking at what you're looking at. We talk about those things in the most. Mike Pesca?
Among the things we're going to talk about is one of the most emailed stories from the Dallas News, formerly the Dallas Morning News, but now you can get it all the time online. It was a ripoff of a Times article and New York Times. And the headline is, Energy Drinks May Be a Red Flag, including the latest energy drink, Red Flag. In March, the Journal of American College Health published a report on the link between energy drinks, athletics, and risky behavior. High consumption of energy drinks is associated with, quote, toxic jock behavior, a constellation of risky and aggressive behaviors, including unprotected sex, substance abuse, and violence. Wow, way to denigrate jocks for doing nothing except drinking a Red Bull. Here's a quote. Now, is it the energy drinks causing this? Maybe not. Maybe it's just the people who like the energy drinks are the risk takers.
A certain type of person is attracted to Brondo,
yeah.
I will say.
Brondo! Or you watch 210 Mountain Dew commercials where they all go off the side of a cliff on a BMX bike and you get an idea, hey, maybe I should do that.
Sure.
I didn't know what Mountain Dew was when I was a kid. I thought it was some version of cocaine, judging by the commercials. Very risky.
We drank the generic sodas when I was a kid, and we had something called Mountain Thunder.
Yeah, I know. They
like Mountain Dew.
They always try to model it on the real one, right?
Yeah, Dr. Pepper was Dr. Perfect, which I can tell you.
Oh, those names
no,
are
that's
so good.
It was not perfect.
And what they don't tell you was actually an osteopath. So technically a doctor. But Ian, what is your, do you want to go with your most?
Yeah, sure. I have a most emailed from Contra Costa Times.
The Bay Area.
Yeah, you know, I learned this morning the county seat of Contra Costa County is Martinez, like our supervising senior producer.
Interesting.
Anyway, so Benicia California Public Library has what's called a storyline. We can hear a little bit of it. You call in and hear this.
Hi, thanks for calling Dallas Story at the Benicia Public Library. This week's story is Clip Clop by Nicholas Smee. Who wants a ride? Asked Mr. Horse.
Okay, we can fade that down. Please, so please. It's cute, right? Kids can call in and hear a story.
It's like antiquated, but nice.
Yeah, cute.
This is where the story turns ugly. It got hacked, and this guy recorded a profane story of bestiality. This kid called in. She apparently, the kid that heard it was young, so young she didn't really understand, and kind of the mom got a hold of it before the kid heard you know, anything.
The worst parts,
but
yeah.
They caught
yeah.
it before it was out of control.
Yeah, but
thank God the mom was listening. Like, was she on a speakerphone?
Yeah, well, she says that, you know, she's happy she wasn't forced to explain what she heard in the story, so I guess she was listening too. And she says in the future she's always going to listen. Apparently there are only two librarians there who record the stories, so the library is saying, you know, we don't know what happened, we don't have a suspect yet, but parents may want to listen, make sure that nothing's out of the ordinary before they let their kids hear the story.
There are very obvious prompts to record, to re-record your outgoing message, press one. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not too hard to get into most voicemail systems. You know, people
don't
think they're going
to be
hacked.
You don't need to give people a lesson in how to do that, Mike Pesca.
No, I mean, if you know how to use voicemail, you probably know how to hack someone else's voicemail. So, anyway, you can set
it. That's just a mean joke.
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
What about the kids?
What about the children?
What happened to Clippity Clop? I'm left hanging. Trisha.
I have a story about kids as well. One of the most viewed stories at USA Today this morning is actually a story from a blog post about a story from the Palm Beach Post in Florida. So there's this teacher, a kindergarten teacher in Port St. Lucie, Florida, who apparently had an unruly student and got...
Never heard of one of them.
...the student's classmates to vote on whether or not to let this kid be in their class, because I guess the kid had been sent to the principal's office and the office sent him back, and before allowing him back into the classroom, this teacher made other 4 and 5 year olds tell this little boy what they thought about him.
Oh,
and vote on whether or not to let him back in the classroom. And they voted 14-2 to keep him out of the classroom.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, this is a really complicated story because apparently the boy, they believe he has Asperger's syndrome. He isn't fully diagnosed yet, but it's really a bad story.
Was there a tiki ceremony? Did they model it on Survivor?
Yeah, I don't think Jeff Probst was there, but yeah.
What was the teacher's defense? Like, this was supposed to be a deterrent to bad behavior.
That's part of why the story is complicated because, of course, now it's kind of being investigated by the school board, so she's not allowed to give her side of the story. So all what anybody's hearing is the mom's side of the story. She's outraged and upset. She says she's in the process of getting her son diagnosed with autism, that this whole thing was inappropriate. So we don't know what the teacher's side of the story is.
Or maybe we should judge. She held a vote. How many people think that the teacher should be
Well, I can't help but think about some of the very, very troublesome, very young, troublesome children that I've seen in kindergarten rooms and the effect they have on the other kids in the room. So,
I think when a disability enters into it, that's another issue. But, I mean, should anybody be having five-year-olds vote on whether or not someone comes in and out of the classroom? I don't know. I'm torn.
Five-year-olds should have no say about anything.
Sad.
Jeannie, what you got?
All right, there's a bit of a brouhaha.
Actually, I hate to correct you. It's actually a Donnybrook.
Is it a knockdown drag
out? It's not a brouhaha at the coffee joint. Okay, well, the domestic diva Rachel Ray is the spokesperson for Dunkin' Donuts, in case you didn't know that. And in a recent ad, she's wearing this black and white scarf with, you know, a white scarf with a black pattern on it. And this has been, from a distance, I don't know, maybe they had a good shot. Michelle Malkin at Fox News, a commentator, says this is a keffiyeh. And in case you didn't know, she says the keffiyeh, for the clueless, is the traditional scarf of Arab men that has come to symbolize murderous Palestinian jihad.
Well, to Michelle Malkin,
fighters.
It has.
Yeah.
That's how Michelle Malkin sees it. Right. So she's even threatening, or she was threatening, to boycott Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts said, no, it's all good, but eventually they bowed to pressure. They pulled the ad, and they also defended it, though. They said, a stylist picked this out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up with one of the most emailed, the number one most emailed at CNN.com. After Ari Fleischer, before Dana Perino, there was Scott McClellan, the spokesman for the White House. And McClellan, as we all remember, left his job with the White House as press secretary in 2003. And he now has his own memoir out, 341 pages, to be released Monday, in which he lambasts his former boss. He says that Bush and his advisors, quote, confused the propaganda campaign of the Iraq War with the high level of candor and honesty so fundamentally needed to build and then sustain public support during time of war. And he also condemned Bush's handling of Hurricane Katrina. And he also said that while he was working for Bush, he feels like he actually lied to the press.
Harsh. Wow.
So read more at CNN.com for more details on that. That's it for the most. You can find all these stories at our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks, guys.